Hi and welcome to another episode of Being Surreal, and in this episode we are going to talk about our two cents on Indian education system. Okay, so I was actually surfing through Reddit and I found this one video on a subreddit, and it was about like the title of the post was product of Indian education system, and it was actually very hilarious video for me. Like, if you would look at it, there is no jokes or anything, but if you like actually observe it and look carefully, then you'll find that it's very hilarious and saddening at the same time. So in this, what happens is, it's a video about a boy who scored very good rank in JE. I think he was in the top 10s. He scored a very good rank and he went into some coaching. Okay, so he is giving a kind of guest lecture, you can say. Like, he's there and he's telling about his experience and stuff, and he tells that his schedule was that he used to study all day. I think I can play the video. So if I can, I'll just play the video too.
Time schedule, din mein to padhta tha, khelta wagaira nahi tha, aur raat ko sota tha.
एक क्वेश्चन मेरा है, आपने कौन सी क्लास के बाद से आज तक टेलीविजन नहीं देखा?
फोर्थ क्लास के बाद.
IIT में कंप्यूटर साइंस.
तो आप अभी कंप्यूटर्स में, आपको क्या अच्छा लगता है?
अभी तो मुझे कंप्यूटर्स के बारे में इतना ज्यादा नहीं पता है.
तो फिर कंप्यूटर्स लेने की चाह क्यों हुई?
क्योंकि वही सबसे अच्छी फील्ड बताते हैं सभी लोग.
तो आप IIT के बाद जॉब करना चाहते हो या आगे पढ़ना चाहते हो?
उसके बाद आगे पढ़ना चाहता.
क्या पढ़ना चाहते हो?
आगे जैसे कोई भी फॉरेन इंस्टीट्यूट है, उसमें वो होता है नाम,
मैनेजमेंट.
क्या?
मैनेजमेंट
का वो होता है. तो
MBA करोगे कि MTech करोगे या MS करोगे?
मुझे पता नहीं इंदर का इतना.
So he talks about the schedule and he says that he used to study all day and he didn't go out to play. And like, I would be lying if I said that I'm shocked to hear this, because the thing is, this thing is very common among students who are preparing for competitive exams, like JEE and NEET. Like, there are UPSC exams too, but those are not for kids. So he's very happy telling that he didn't go outside and play. And you know, the most ironic thing about this video is that there's this whiteboard behind him where it is written fun day, and they have drawn a cartoon, and there is a picture of Ninja Hathori, and I bet that this guy can't recognize what cartoon character is this, because he was so indulged in this study and not in any other thing. Okay, so I'll just talk about these things, okay, and then I'll come to why I think this is wrong. Okay, so someone asked that didn't you get bored with the studies or to take one day off to just have fun and like get lazy? And he's very proud to say that no, that didn't happen for the two straight years he have been preparing for JEE. And I think it is somewhat good that he didn't get bored of that. Like, I think it's perfectly fine, because he was working consistently for his goal. And so teachers ask him since what class he hasn't watched TV, and believe me, he says that since fourth class. And this is the reason why I said that I'm sure he couldn't recognize the cartoon behind him. He faces many other questions, like what are your hobbies. This guy is so oblivious that when, like, just like I told, that someone asks that what are your hobbies, and he's like nothing. He's very naive and oblivious to the fact that having a hobby is a good thing and not having an hobby is actually problematic. So these things happen with a lot of people, especially those who are competing in these competitive exam. And the reason they are problematic is because these students spend a very significant portion of their life, like for 2 years, like mostly do for 2 years unless they are taking drop years, and some even do this for like 4 years. And I think this is very problematic because when they start just giving so much priority to the studies that they don't do any other thing, it's problematic because the other parts of their personality doesn't get developed. So the arc of personality development isn't complete. Like, I'm sure they get more book smart and they are very knowledgeable, maybe even intelligent because they are scoring very good marks, but that doesn't mean they are socially very good. And just like the guy said, he doesn't have any hobbies. He hasn't gone out, he doesn't watch TV, and he hasn't watched TV for like 8 years, like since he was in fourth class, or 8 years. And that thing is problematic because he doesn't really have anything to talk about, and I'm sure he is very introvert. And this is very problematic because I'm not saying that you shouldn't study, okay? I'm not saying that, of course you should study, but the thing is that just by studying and getting good marks, I don't think you can really consider yourself successful in your life. Like, maybe your definition of success is different, so maybe you can consider yourself, but I don't really think, because maybe you'll get a good job by studying, but after a time you have to stop studying and do other things. Like, for example, let's say that this guy got into IIT, okay, and he studies there, he gets good rank in his class every time, and after the college he gets a good package and good placement in the college, okay, but then what? Like, he still has to socialize to people. Like, he can't be indulged in his work all day. Like, he has to socialize. There are other parts too. And let's say if he somehow manages that, but after a certain time it will be problematic. Like, when he gets married and has kids, then he has to have social skills. You can't be like blank faced around kids, right? So this is very problematic, and I don't think he is the only one suffering from that. A lot of people suffer from this, like, because our upbringing is in such a manner that if you don't really study, you are probably a failure. Like, every parents encourage their kids to study and more and get good marks, and I think that is perfectly fine. But when you start overburdening them with your own dreams of like becoming someone, like, this is very common. Like, a lot of people say that I couldn't become a doctor, so I am making my child study so that he can become a doctor, and this is very problematic. Like, maybe he'll do this because you want him to, maybe he'll do that, but what if in like 5 years down the lane or 10 years down the lane he feels just too overburdened and exhausted by the thing he's doing because he doesn't really like that thing. And he likes some other thing, but he only did this because of you. And I don't think no one wants to be that person who gets blamed for this, because frankly I don't want my child to blame me like this for his life, because it actually hurts a lot if someone comes to you and says that you are the reason their life got ruined. So if, let's say, you want to study, you want to get into IIT, it's perfectly fine, be ambitious, no one is stopping you from being ambitious. And it's not just even about studies. Like, I'm not just complaining that don't do studies, it's also about like other things. Like, for example, you got into gaming or any sports, and what you are doing is you are just playing that sport all the time and you just ignore everything, then it is very dangerous and risky stuff. Like, I know people like to say that, like, Ronaldo used to practice all the time and he used to play. Now he's very rich. Of course he did, and good for him. But do you know how many other people are there who just did one thing their whole life, but they couldn't succeed? So you have to keep that thing in mind too. Like, just because something worked for someone doesn't mean it would work for you too. You have to get things done your own way, and that's only how you'll succeed. When I saw this video at first, I was like, that maybe he'll know his stuff around the study part too, like, because he is studying so much. So the reporter asked him, what are his plan after, like, getting into this college or after his graduation? He's like, there is this course in foreign, it's called MBA, and he'll do that. Just for those who don't know, IIT just gives, when you go to IIT, it means that you are doing engineering, though there is architecture too, but it's supposed that you are doing engineering, so you are going to do BTech. So the guy asks him that, do you know the difference between MTech and MBA? And he's like, no, I don't know. I'll just study. And that thing was like, I was very amused at that. I was actually laughing, and I was feeling pity for the guy at the same time. Like, how is he gonna survive the world? Like, frankly, if he was my friend or he was someone I knew, I would probably make a lot of fun of him. Like, I'll seriously do that. I still make fun of a lot of people, but that's a topic for some other day. But seriously, if I was with him, I'd have totally made fun of him. So that's the thing. And it's fine if you want to just focus on one thing. Prioritizing isn't bad. If you want to prioritize something, let's say you are a blogger, okay, and you like writing, then it's perfectly fine that you prioritize it a little bit. But that prioritization shouldn't come at the sake of other things. Like, just because you are prioritizing your writing doesn't mean that you ignore everything else and you are just shut down in your room and just writing all day, because that is a step towards insanity. I hope you understand what I actually wanted to convey. And I know that Indian education system is actually a very vast topic. So I'll see, I'll make a couple more episodes about it. I'll try to cover a lot of different things. For this episode, I just took this part only, why the vigorous studying is very bad and why you should not forget your social life while studying. With that, I'll just end today's episode. Thank you. Bye.